Well, Happy New Year. And as we're still in the season of Christmas, Merry Christmas to you as well. And welcome here to St. John Lutheran Church as we continue on in the festivities of Christmas. And the first Sunday after Christmas, also today being the eighth day after Christmas, circumcision and naming of our Lord. So our order of worship for this morning's Divine Service setting one, beginning on page 151 within your hymnal. I would ask that you would take a moment to fill out the attendance card you'll find in your pew if you haven't done so already, and hand those into the ushers when they collect the offering. We sing now our first hymn, hymn 362, O Sing of Christ. We stand. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
If we say we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. But if we confess our sins, God, who is faithful and just, will forgive our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Let us then confess our sins to God our Father. Most merciful God, we
confess that we are by nature sinful and unclean. We have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed, by what we have done, and by what we have left undone. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. We justly deserve your presence. Renew us, and lead us, so that we may be light in your will, and walk
Almighty God, in his mercy, has given his Son to die for you, and for his sake forgives you all your sins. As a called and ordained servant of Christ, and by his authority, I therefore forgive you all your sins, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Who seek you rejoice and be glad in you. May those who love your salvation say continually, great is the Lord. Sacrifice and offering you have not desired, but you have given me an open ear. Burnt offering and sin offering you have not required. I desire to do your will, O my God. Your law is within my heart.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
In peace, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For the peace from above and for our salvation, let us pray to the Lord. For the peace of the whole world, for the well-being of the Church of God, and for the unity of all, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For this holy house, and for all who offer here their worship and praise, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord,
help, save, comfort, and defend us, gracious Lord.
Thank you.
The Lord be with you.
Let us pray. Lord God, you made your beloved Son, our Savior, subject to the law, and caused him to shed his blood on our behalf. Grant us the true circumcision of the Spirit, that our hearts may be made pure from all sins. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. You may be seated. The Old Testament reading for the Feast of the Circumcision and Name of Jesus is from Numbers chapter 6. The Lord spoke to Moses, saying, "Speak to Aaron and his sons, saying, 'Thus you shall bless the people of Israel. You shall say to them, The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. So shall they put my name upon the people of Israel, and I will bless them.'" This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The epistle is from Galatians chapter 3. "Now before faith came, we were held captive under the law, imprisoned until the coming faith would be revealed. So then, the law was our guardian until Christ came, in order that we might be justified by faith. But now that faith has come, we are no longer under a guardian. For in Christ Jesus you are all sons of God through faith. For as many of you as were baptized into Christ have put on Christ. There is neither Jew nor Greek. There is neither slave nor free. There is neither male nor female, for you are all one in Christ Jesus. And if you are Christ's, then you are Abraham's offspring, heirs according to promise." This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
We stand for the reading of the Holy Gospel. Holy Gospel according to St. Luke, the second chapter.
Glory to you, O Lord.
And at the end of 8 days, when he was circumcised, he was called Jesus, the name given by the angel before he was conceived in the womb. This is the Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
Seated now as the hymn of the day is sung.
Thank you.
Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God the Father and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. You may have experienced the old saying this past Christmas, big things come in small packages. You and I love to get good deals, to find the bargains, a low price on a valuable item. The more bang for your buck, the better. You might not think it by looking at it, but that is what you get with today's gospel text. Short and sweet. As I was taught at the SEM, when you have a short passage, you get to preach extra long. To make up for it, of course. Just kidding. But this is the assigned gospel text for every January 1st, the eighth day following the birth of Christ. And so this day in the church year is recognized as the circumcision and naming or name of our Lord Jesus. Jesus was born here into this world, into the country of Israel, the home of the people of God, from whom he did descend. They're found from the Old Testament. They were the ones given the great Torah, the instruction of God himself to his chosen and great prophet Moses. God's directions for his chosen people required their men to be circumcised. And any newborn baby boys were to be circumcised on the eighth day following their birth. And on that day, they would officially receive their name. They were thus given a new and full identity as a member of the people of God in that act of circumcision. Right away, in the story of Jesus' earthly life, we see this involvement, his involvement with the very Torah, the instruction of God. For if Jesus is to be our full substitute in sin, he must live under the law, the very law that he himself ordained, even though he may not be aware of it as a baby. For Jesus, as a newborn, did not choose to be circumcised, nor did he choose to be named. Nevertheless, such was required of him, and thus he was circumcised and named in keeping with the Torah, the instruction of Yahweh God. It's certainly no coincidence, but it is truly fascinating that the very act God chose to create and mark his people included the shedding of blood. Now, blood was shed way back when in order to give animal skins as clothing for Adam and Eve upon their fall into sin. And sacrifices of animals would continue on, requiring the shedding of their blood, which was collected and thus sprinkled out over the people. Without the shedding of blood, there is no forgiveness of sins, we're taught in Hebrews chapter 9. Circumcision of all males required the shedding of their blood. And in so doing, participating in this sacrifice of a bit of their life source, their blood, they were made worthy to be called the people of God. And all of this was to take place on the eighth day following their birth. The eighth day. It is the first day after the creation was completed and God had rested. The eighth day was thus the beginning of life in the completed creation of God as his chosen people. God's intention, having baby boys circumcised and named on the eighth day, was then to keep his people always mindful of his promised work of salvation for them. Every new boy born to the Israelites would be circumcised and given their official name as God's people. With his circumcision, his blood would be shed as a reminder of the blood that would be shed by all the animals throughout the sacrificial system. But more than that, the boy would be taught that another final sacrifice would one day come for him and for all mankind. The naming of the boy on that eighth day would also serve as a constant cue every time the boy's name was used, that the boy belongs to God, attached to circumcision, and thus he bears on him the name of God's holy people. It is only natural then, as this has taken place throughout Israel's history by God's direction, that it would occur for the Lord Jesus as well. And at the end of 8 days, when he was circumcised, he was called Jesus, the name given by the angel before he was conceived in the womb. So much is packed into that one simple verse. Born into this world as our substitute, and thus under the law of God given to God's people, the Hebrews, Jesus then is circumcised. His blood is shed as his name is officially given to him. His blood is shed as a foreshadowing, a prefiguring of his blood that would flow out upon the cross. And the name given as that blood of Jesus was shed means he saves. God's own Son, the man, Christ Jesus, was divinely destined to suffer and to shed his sacred blood and to die for all people. Jesus' circumcision is the fulfillment of all those circumcisions that took place before. And his name is the name by which all mankind is saved. Furthermore, St. Paul writes, not in our epistle text from Galatians, though there we have baptismal imagery as well, but to the Colossians, that baptism fulfills and supersedes circumcision. Because of the Lord Jesus Christ fulfilling the entirety of the law, circumcision is no longer required for the people of God. What Paul then writes is that the benefits of circumcision, primarily the connection with bloodshed for forgiveness and the naming of Jesus, those are given in baptism now. For Paul writes, Colossians chapter 2, "In him also you were circumcised with a circumcision made without hands, by putting off the body of flesh, by the circumcision of Christ, having been buried with him in baptism, in which you were also raised from the dead." And what God has always demanded, we heard foretasted in our intro at 4 today, not physical sacrifice, but that of the Spirit. Circumcision and animal sacrifices are only the icons or images of what God truly wants. The broken, the contrite heart. And to highlight the importance of the name, our Old Testament text has been given from Numbers chapter 6. You'll recognize it, of course, as the benediction that ends each of our divine services, not by coincidence. The English uses "the Lord" for the translation there of the Hebrew word Yahweh, the name for God. In his instruction to the high priest Aaron, God then states, "So shall they put my name upon Israel, and I will bless them." Every time that Aaron, the high priest, and his sons, the priests after him, spoke the words of the benediction, they were putting the name of Yahweh God once more upon his people. Such people were thus highly special, as those who possessed the very name of God themselves. And you are similarly highly special as you bear the name of the triune God, Yahweh himself, upon you, even now. For you were baptized, washed in that same saving name, and you receive the forgiveness of all your sins as earned by Jesus on the cross. As those who do bear the sacred name of God, your sins are fully covered, fully paid for, fully atoned for, and thus you are granted full access to the great kingdom of our God. The Lord Jesus often used the picture of a great wedding feast to talk about his wonderful kingdom, but only those who bear the right garments and have their name upon that list shall enter. Jesus' blood, shed upon the tree of the cross, foreshadowed in his circumcision, it covers you through the waters of baptism and gives you the proper garment, wardrobe, for the great feast. In the same sacrament, you are given the name of Christ, God's own holy name. And with that name upon you, the name of Jesus, you are fully ready and fully equipped to partake of the great wedding feast of everlasting life. Even now, you're given a foretaste of that great feast still to come in the supper of our Lord. The covering of Christ's blood, his holy name put upon you, prepares you and gives you full access to this holy meal. So much has been wrapped up in this small verse from Luke chapter 2. The circumcision of our Lord foreshadows the shedding of his blood for our salvation. The naming of Jesus declares that he is the one to save us and all mankind from our sins. The plan of salvation is in full motion by God's great design. And you have the full benefits of that great salvation even now, for you are covered by the very holy blood of Jesus, and his name is upon your brow, now and forevermore. Amen. The peace that does pass all of our human understanding, guard and keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus, the name upon which is on your brow, now and forevermore. Amen. Together we stand to confess the Nicene Creed. I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and of
all things visible and invisible, and in one Lord, Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered for us men, and for our salvation, came down from heaven, and was incarnate by the Holy Spirit of the Virgin Mary.
We stand to sing the offertory. Salutary, that we should at all times and in all places give thanks to you, Holy Lord, Almighty Father, everlasting God, through Jesus Christ our Lord. For in the mystery of the Word made flesh, you have given us a new revelation of your glory, that, seeing you in the person of your Son, we may know and love those things which are not seen. Therefore, with angels and archangels and with all the company of heaven, we laud and magnify your glorious name, evermore praising you and saying,
Holy, holy Lord, God of power and might, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna, Hosanna, Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest.
Blessed are you, Lord of heaven and earth, for you have had mercy on those whom you created, and sent your only begotten Son into our flesh, to bear our sin and be our Savior. With repentant joy, we receive the salvation accomplished for us by the all-availing sacrifice of his body and his blood on the cross. Gathered in the name and the remembrance of Jesus, we beg you, O Lord, to forgive, renew, and strengthen us with your word and spirit. Grant us faithfully to eat his body and drink his blood, as he bids us do in his own testament. Gather us together, we pray, from the ends of the earth, to celebrate with all the faithful the marriage feast of the Lamb in his kingdom, which has no end. Graciously receive our prayers. Deliver and preserve us. To you alone, O Father, be all glory, honor, and worship, with the Son and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
Lord, remember us in your kingdom, and teach us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Our Lord Jesus Christ, on the night when he was betrayed, took bread. When he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to the disciples and said, Take, eat, this is my body, which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me. In the same way also he took the cup after supper. When he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, Drink of it, all of you. This cup is the New Testament in my blood, which is shed for you for the forgiveness of sins. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me.
The peace of the Lord be with you always.
Thank you.
We stand to sing the post-communion canticle. God, the Father, the fountain and source of all goodness, who in loving kindness sent your only begotten Son into the flesh, we thank you that for his sake you have given us pardon and peace in this sacrament. And we ask you not to forsake your children, but always to rule our hearts and minds by your Holy Spirit, that we may be enabled constantly to serve you. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord look upon you with favor and give you peace.
You may be seated. Several announcements to highlight briefly here this morning. Special thank you to Mr. Tony Blank, by the way, for playing on the organ as Keith is out a little bit under the weather. You can find your envelopes for this year, 2023, on the table down the hall. If you haven't done so already, please do collect those. Our next Eat Night for our school is coming up 1 week from tomorrow. That's January the 9th, and that is at Hickory River, not in Urbana, but in Champaign Southwest at the new location. Flyers are available on the table as you exit, so please do take those with you. Do need a flyer and need to leave that bottom portion there with your waiter. Lifelight Bible study begins at the end of this month or near the end of the month, so if you'd like to sign up for that, you can do so on the table in the overflow of our sanctuary. The materials are there as well. LWML is hosting a soup supper coming up on the 17th, so that's a Tuesday night. You're invited to join them for that. If you'd like to bring something or submit a donation, you can sign up for that on the bulletin board by the church office. It'll be a fundraiser for our 6th and 7th graders for their class trip next year, coming up for the pasta, it's a pasta dinner and talent show. You can find the details for that in your bulletin. The poinsettias have done their work well of decorating our sanctuary for Christmas. You're welcome to take those home with you so they can decorate your homes as well. Epiphany will be recognized this coming Wednesday night at 7:15, our normal Wednesday evening. We're observing it a couple of days early, and then we'll have the baptism of our Lord 1 week from today. So please join us Wednesday night for the celebration of the Epiphany. And as a result of that, with the Christmas season coming to an end this coming Saturday, 9 o'clock, you can join us here for the undecorating of the sanctuary. If you are available for that, we would love to have you. More hands, of course, make lighter work and faster work as well. You can join us for coffee, fellowship, and donuts down in the fellowship hall, along with Bible class and Sunday school. Greet each other in the peace of our Lord. We go forth in his name.